got a new show for y'all.
But before we start the show, remember everybody, support the show. Go to officialharshtwins.com. Remember, 5 days left. No, it's 4 days left, right?
Something like that.
Something like that. Five times the interest. Spend a dollar, you get 5 inches. Spend $10,000, you get 50,000 inches. I'm not going to tell you to do that because that wouldn't be right for me to say to do that.
Hey, it's our current sweepstakes is we're giving away a free year of gas.
Yeah. Free gas for a year.
Yeah.
Ain't going to even tell you to go buy an electric car. I'm going to give it to you.
All right, we got some comedy shows coming.
Don't forget about Houston.
Yeah, we're coming to Houston. That's in December.
Houston is right around the corner.
Yeah, Denver, Louisville, Hazard, Lexington, Cincinnati, Tampa, Florida, Orlando.
Did you tell them about Houston?
Told them about Houston. Now, we added a third show in Orlando on a Monday night. The two shows on Sunday. Sold out. Same thing for Virginia Beach, too. Added a show on Monday.
Don't forget about Houston.
HawksTwinsTour.com for tickets. All right, so this woman, I'm going to show y'all a video of this woman.
This is disturbing. I'm telling you, these people, they are trying to, the LGBTQ, they're going to try to include pedophiles.
Pedophiles.
Sickos. They're going to try to make them a part of LGBTQ. Guarantee you.
Sickos.
You heard it here first right here on Conservative Twins by the Harsh Twins 2022. Write it down. I don't care how you save it. They're going to try to add these people.
Yeah.
To the LGBTQ.
Yeah, so I'm going to show you. She claims to be a counselor and a sex therapist.
I bet she gives good sex advice. I don't know about counseling, but I bet she gives some damn good sex advice.
You know why? Because she's a freak. All right, let's start the video.
So my name is Miranda. I use she, her pronouns, and I'm a licensed professional counselor and sex therapist in Erie, Pennsylvania.
She, her pronouns.
If you ever see a counselor and she starts off, hey, I use she, her pronouns, then walk right out of it off. Because how are you going to be a counselor when you need counseling? And why do you choose she, and her? Yeah. You shaved your head.
Yeah. I mean,
shouldn't you use he, him, maybe they?
Yeah.
Why? See, you fucking with us. That's what you're doing. These people are trolling us, man. Why would you go with her and she pronouns and you shaved your head?
Yeah. I mean, I would think you're non-binary.
Yeah, non-binary. Yeah, well.
See, it's confusing. Y'all fail to understand all that shit. It's confusing. Like, back in the day, Michael Jackson, if he was allowed to dab, like, man, that's a she, her right there. You know what I mean? Yeah. Or they, at the very least.
Yeah, if Prince was alive today, he definitely non-binary.
Prince was the man, though. I like some Prince action.
Yeah, I like Prince, too, man. But he had totally non-binary vibes.
Yeah, who knows? He died overdose. But anyway, let's keep the video rolling.
And today, I want to talk about minor attracted persons.
Minor attracted. That means pedophile.
You know what? Democrats like to change. They like to use euphemisms
or change the definitions of words to fit their agenda. Like, they don't call AR-15s Armalite rifles. They call them assault weapons.
Yeah, because they hate guns.
Yeah.
Right? That's why they love pedophiles. That's been stigmatized. We don't want to call you that because people hear a pedophile. They don't like. Nobody likes pedophiles. They are minor attracted people.
You are sick.
And you out here. You out here defending sickos?
Keep rolling.
And I want to talk about minor attracted persons because they are probably the most vilified population of folks in our culture. And most folks are making incorrect assumptions about them without actually knowing much about them. And those assumptions create harm for an already marginalized population.
Harm? Would you leave your child in a room with a minor attracted person for 2 hours? Hey, I'm going to go out and grab her something to eat. Hey, get acquainted with this minor attracted person. Go ahead and it's okay. He's fine, honey. He's fine. Would you do that?
Marginalized. They're marginalized. Some groups of people need to be marginalized, like rapists, murderers, pedophiles.
Yeah. They need to be marginalized. Like your practice needs to be marginalized.
You need to lose your license.
Yeah. Minor attracted persons.
What else did she say?
She said they're being vilified. I mean, if you're having sex with kids, you should be vilified, right?
Think about this. Think about this now.
Don't even go into detail. I already know where your mind's going.
I mean, we talking little kids here.
Vilified.
All they want to do is play hopscotch. All they want to do is play video games. If some grown man gonna come out and... I mean, they need to be vilified. These are sick people.
Yeah, you act like society needs these people. Society, we don't.
Society would be a lot better off if there's no pedophiles.
Yeah.
There's a reason why pedophiles have websites with their pictures posted. They need to let everybody know where they live. You know why? Yeah, that's why.
Because they kids. What the hell is wrong with you? It's the reason why these people walking around with monitoring devices. It's the reason why these people are taking castration drugs. They can't help it. They harm kids. Yeah. They're not money attracted. Ugh.
You think kids
learning hell, lady.
Keep going.
Stupid.
You may have noticed that I'm using the term minor attracted persons, sometimes abbreviated to MAPS, instead of the more commonly used term pedophile. And I'm doing this because the term pedophile has moved from being a diagnostic label to being a judgmental, hurtful insult that we hurl at people in order to harm them or slander them.
What did you just say? I can insult somebody. Hey, look, that's a minor attractive person over there. Yeah. That's insulting.
Yeah.
You stupid bitch.
Pedophile. Pedophile.
You need to be...
They need to be insulted.
Yeah.
They get erections looking at kids.
Why would you defend these people? They could harm your child. Would you let... Oh, fuck it.
I'm repeating myself. It's like talking to a brick wall.
I mean, just... And fuck this lady. What's wrong with people? What's wrong with them? How did she get a license?
She caught the Democrat. Sick in the head. Keep going, man.
What's more this shit?
Prefer.
What?
It's more this?
I also prefer person first language that recognizes that any label we might apply to a person is only part of who they are and doesn't represent everything that they are. We are all people first with many different facets or parts of ourselves. And this includes folks who are attracted to minors.
Look here, pedophiles, that's all they are. That's all they think about.
Yeah.
That's all they are. They're not good people.
Yeah, they're evil, despicable, horrible people, and they should be rid of our society. In a humane way, of course.
Yeah, like locking them up, like putting pictures up and showing everybody where they live. I guarantee you.
What do you have to gain?
What do you have to gain by supporting these people?
Where are you going with this shit? This only ends in one way. Your kid's going to get you're going to help him. You're enabling these minor attracted people to have sex with kids.
Yeah, you act like, it seems like you're advocating, you're fighting for the rights to do that.
I mean, murderers, rapists, they don't have rights.
Yeah, pedophiles shouldn't have any rights neither.
Until they finish serving their time.
And when they serve their time and they get out, they need ankle bracelets, and we need to see their pictures, and we need to see exactly where they live so we can keep an eye on them.
That's why we have a pedophile, what that bitch call him? Child what?
Adult, I don't know. It's bullshit.
It's the reason why we have a pedophile registry. We need to know where these people are at all times. That's why they wearing ankle bracelets. They get near school, that bitch starts beeping. Warn everybody. Cops show up.
Cops pull up. Bitch, why are you here?
No, man. I mean, if you're going to do this to pedophiles, why don't you do this for serial killers? I mean, they get off to killing people. Yeah. Sexual sadists. It's the same thing. They're marginalized, bitch. Maybe some people need to be marginalized.
Leave marginalized. Don't use the word marginalized for pedophiles. You should use marginalized for, like, say, white supremacy limiting black people's rights.
Yeah.
Won't hire them. Won't give them.
They won't serve them when they go into their restaurants. That's marginalized.
Yeah, you
marginalized is not locking up a fucking pedophile, bitch. That was a damn good show.
That bitch crazy as hell.
Damn good show.
Minor attracted person. Bitch, you lost your damn mind. Minor attracted person. Bitch, you need to be locked up.
Hey, everyone, support this patriot. He's a damn good man. Yeah. Well, I can't say damn. Christian. Sorry, Mike. Don't let cancel culture win.
Yeah, he has lost so much due to the left. Go to MyPillow.com.
Yeah, and use promo code Harsh Twins when checking out.
Yeah, and get up to 66% off. But always, when possible, support businesses owned by freedom-loving patriots. That's why there's no Disney or Netflix for us.
Yeah.